We welcome in to Mugs Ted Puchovsky from the Community Connections Program here in North Platte. Ted, how are you doing?
I am well. Corey, how are you doing today?
Did I nail your name?
Yes, you did.
Do I have it down now?
You have it down.
Puchovsky.
You notice I don't even put the phonetic sound
in
there anymore.
No. You trust me. You trust me.
Yes, I do.
All right. So we're going to talk about mentoring and then substance abuse. And you are the tobacco-free Lincoln County coordinator.
That's correct.
But you're here to talk about both aspects. Mentoring's a big thing Community Connections is known for. And you have activities going on each and every month, including your impact night.
Yes. So actually, you know, on your list there, the first three, they're all co-related.
Okay.
And the reason why is, you know, the 22nd is Earth Day.
Okay.
And so we have teamed up with Hope Esperanza and Keep North Platte, Lincoln County Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Mona Anderson and Anna came to our impact night on Monday night, which was at Hope Esperanza.
Okay.
So we had a bunch of our mentor mentees and then the Hope Minis. And basically, Mona and Anna took us through a little, you know, talked about recycling, the importance of recycling.
Mm-hmm.
And then we designed a new sign for the Happy Hound Retreat Dog Park, which is on the north side of North Platte, over by the ball fields.
Yeah.
And so we are going to, they have it designed out, and then we're going to use bottle caps and the different colored ones to put in. So it's going to have a little dog and all the things. So we're going to make a new sign, you know, for the Happy Hound Retreat Dog Park on the north side. So that was Impact Night, which was Monday the 6th. Yeah. And then on Wednesday the 22nd at Hope Esperanza from 4:30 to 6:30, we're going to be making that sign. So then each of the kids will get to be able to at least put one of the caps onto the...
So the will the sign be comprised entirely of the bottle caps?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the coloration for
the
this,
whole sign.
The whole sign. It's going to be a 3x5.
Boy, I want to see that thing.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a really cool thing. They're going to, you know, they're going to get to learn. They talked about recycling, and then, you know, yeah, you can build using different pixels of the coloration from the caps. And so we're going to build that on Wednesday the 22nd, which is Earth Day. And then on Saturday the 25th, we are going to put the new sign up and plant some red flowers. So it's part of the beautification of that dog park over there. Yeah. And the red flowers are for, you know, our 250th anniversary, and so red flowers, you know, plant the city red.
Yeah, I noticed that. Mona sent out a release on that a couple of weeks ago. Red.
Yeah, this is great collaboration with Keep North Platte, Lincoln County Beautiful, and Hope Esperanza, and we're excited about this. This is great for them.
Yeah,
so,
that's great. So you have to fashion. You have to plan that out pretty well if you're using bottle caps.
Yes.
How exactly you're going to put that together, right?
Yeah. So Anna drew. She had a little pasteboard, and she drew it out. And I think she'll then use a computer to design the different colors. It'll be like a paint by number almost. You know, this area will be green, so we'll put green caps. And so you just screw the cap into the board, and then you know a bunch of green. Now you got lawn.
Good.
Yeah,
it's a
neat thing. It's a great service opportunity, and again, to see the excitement of the kids, like we're building something really neat.
Yeah,
so, yeah. So again,
good collaboration.
Across the board, yeah,
there.
Good collaboration. So excited about that.
I like that. And you say you're doing that. You're going to install it on the 25th.
Yes, that's a Saturday, 25th.
2 weeks from this Saturday, I think.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So it'll be great. You know, just again, part of the beautification of that park and great service opportunity.
Great deal. It'll be fun to. Fun to see
yes
out there, and then every time people see that, they can especially those involved in making the sign.
They can be proud. I helped make that
yes,
sign.
Yes, they can point to that.
Yes,
and,
yeah, exactly.
Be proud, so. Proud of being involved in that. You got your positive impact workout
that will
coming
be,
up.
Yep, on Saturday the 18th.
The famous Tommy V.
Tommy V at the Nebraska Athletic Club, and that's from 1 to 2 p.m. So, and again, we do that in collaboration with Hope Esperanza. So.
Every third Saturday?
Every third Saturday.
Okay. Good deal
that
from 1
correct.
To 2.
1 to 2.
Okay, what are some of the does he kind of switch up the workout every time or
he does. You know, Tommy really likes kettleballs and so a lot of times they'll do kettleball workouts, but he changes it up and does different
I guess I'm
things.
Not familiar with kettleballs. Are those the big
the big round with the little
big round.
Handle?
They got
Yeah,
they
and then they've got different
on.
Size ones, you know, 5, 10, 15 different weights.
I've never gone to a gym in my life. Well, I've gone to a lot of basketball gyms.
But not the workout gyms.
Not the workout gyms.
Yeah. He does a great job and the kids really enjoy it. So I'm glad we get to do that with them.
All right. Good deal. So that kind of wraps up. Are you still in need of mentors?
We are. It seems like every time we get a few mentors on board, then we get an influx of kids wanting to come into the program. And, you know, it's not an easy thing to match a mentor and a mentee. It takes a little bit of, you know, making sure that it...
Yeah, you got to find out if the personalities, if there's a click, there can be a bond between them, because otherwise it just doesn't do much good, right?
Right, and you know, we want them to at least have a year together, and so, yeah, it's a little bit of a work to make sure we get it, that good synergy between the mentee-mentor so that they maintain that relationship and it goes for at least a year.
So get a hold of Community Connections
and
on that, and Angela. Or you.
Or
I'm
me.
Sure,
I system. I do co-coordinate the program with her, so yeah.
Good deal. Let's talk SAPS, Substance Abuse Prevention System. Do we have a new coordinator?
We do not. So it's
still
just
looking.
Still looking. That's why it's first on there that we are looking for a new coordinator. So if you're passionate and interested in helping keep, you know, substances, alcohol, kratom, the Delta 8, 9, 10, you know, all the bad stuff.
It's scary, all that stuff out there,
And so if you're passionate about that, reach out to Jana Schaaf, 308-696-3355. We, you know, are in need of a SAPS coordinator.
Okay.
So.
You have drug take-back events on a regular basis. When's
that is
the next
correct.
One coming up?
Same thing as the third Saturday of every month.
Third Saturday.
So
yeah.
This will be on the 18th. And at Baumgar's from 11 to 1.
Okay.
And I also wanted to just take a second to say thank you to all the many volunteers that help make that possible for us.
Okay.
So thank you to all of you.
How many volunteers does it take?
Usually three. Well, so we'll have somebody from one of the law enforcement agencies. And then we have to have at least one medical professional, at least a registered nurse, I believe, or maybe an LPN would even, just to identify the material. And then, you know, you've got to sort it, intake it, sort it. So usually there's two or three up front. And then, of course, law enforcement is there in case anything is a controlled substance that needs to be turned in.
Okay.
So usually 4-5 people there. Yeah, can't do it without the help of volunteers.
That's true. And then liquor compliance check training.
Yeah, so we recently, the SAPS program, we have teamed up with Project Extra Mile. And so next Tuesday, the 14th, we're going to have a quick SAPS meeting. But then at the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office from 8:30 to 4:30, Project Extra Mile will be doing a liquor compliance check training for our local law enforcement officers. Yeah. So that's a nice little thing for them to bring to us.
Okay. And then did you want to mention a little bit about the Surgeon General's report on smoking and health released?
How did that get on it? Okay. Sorry.
There's that.
Last two. Sorry. Yeah.
All right.
That's why you didn't mention tobacco-free Lincoln County earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why
all
did
right.
that show up? Okay. Sorry about that.
I don't know. That was just something it came out on the printout there. Maybe that was my bad on that. Sorry.
No, that was me.
Okay. Quick kits and retail assessments.
Yep. So I've mentioned quick kits before. Basically, a couple years ago for the Great American Smokeout in November, mm-hmm. one of our other tobacco-free Nebraska coalitions came up with an idea for a quit kit. Mm-hmm. So the quit kits I make, just it's got three things from the Nebraska Tobacco Quit Line. One of them is a quitting checklist. Another is just a little business card, mm-hmm. Just to help them get their quit started. And then, okay. you know, when someone quits, their hands.
Oh, need it? Yeah, yes. We need something to replace what they're need, used to having. The
correct. So
something in there.
I have hands, toothbrush, yeah. Toothpaste, and then I've got some mints and some lollipops just to help somebody along their way. And the point of all this is the Lutheran Family Services now has a health vending machine at their okay. offices, and my quit kits are now going to be available in that health vending machine Lutheran Family Services.
Oh, good deal.
So right now I have them at Region 2 Human Services, West Central Health District offices has them, Frontier House, and then, of course, at our Community Connections.
Okay.
Yep.
Remind us of your physical location and how they can get a hold of you.
We are at 121 North Dewey.
Okay.
And you can get a hold of me. My number is 308-696-3356. Or you can just go to
www.communityconnectionslc.org. Communityconnectionslc.org.
Right.
And get all the information you need. You did a great service between the Mentoring and SAPS and tobacco-free Lincoln County, doing good for the people in the area. We appreciate you, Ted.
I enjoy it and have a lot of fun, and thank you for always having us one time a month.
You betcha. Looking forward to next month already. You take care and enjoy the rest of your week, and
thanks.
We'll see you down the line.
Good chatting with you again.